Hey friends, I just want to just get straight into this episode. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. And if you're new here, my name's Tiara and I don't know what to say. Hey friends, I just want to jump straight into today's episode because I am not feeling the greatest. I never really want to come on the podcast or on YouTube or anything like that. Super sad, super frustrated, and super annoyed and everything, but it's also a part of life that I feel like isn't talked about enough, and today, like, I'm ready to crash out. If you know me, you're probably familiar with my BPD content, and the BPD is really BPDing. If you don't know what that is, borderline personality disorder is the instability of moods, behaviors, and relationship, and your girl is feeling very unstable today. I was having a great morning. I woke up, I went on a mile walk on the treadmill. I then read like 20 pages of a book. I posted my podcast. I did everything I needed to do. I'm even filming my podcast right now. But then while filming my podcast, I feel like everything started to go wrong. I've been in here for like 2 hours trying to record this video. And at first the mic wasn't working. The podcast that I did upload for this week is sitting at 2%, even though I've been uploading it since last night. My camera would not focus. It wouldn't hook up to my mic. And then I'm like receiving 1,000,005 phone calls from people. And I just feel like I'm under so much pressure. And I feel like nothing's going right. So I should just give up. And I don't understand how I've been having such a good morning. But one thing messed that up. And now I'm having a bad morning. Everything's bad. All is bad. Everything's bad. But yeah, your girl's feeling a bit unstable today. And I never really want to get on here crying and sad and make you feel like bad for me or anything, but I know this is a part of BPD and it should be talked about. Because this wasn't even going to be the episode today. I was going to work out of a place of force and be like, yeah, BPD isn't so bad. But I'm actually not having the greatest day. I'm really not. I mean, I am. I'm just letting one thing get to me and make me feel like I should just give up everything. And I don't think that's how it should be, but it is. Now, I know what you're thinking. This seems like a small inconvenience, and it really, really is. It's really not the end of the world. I know it's not the end of the world, but for some reason, my body's just like, hey, it's the end of the world. Hey, you should probably quit podcasting because nothing's working. Nothing's uploading. So it's a sign from the universe that you should quit. My brain is catastrophizing everything right now. But if this would have happened to me like 1, maybe 2 years ago, I would not be sitting here uploading this video for you guys today. I would not be making this video at all. I would have thrown my camera across the room, probably broken my equipment, and just sat here and cried and be like, yep, it's a sign from the universe. I should quit. No, it's a sign from the universe. You're about to self-sabotage. That's what it is. Something I like to remind myself of borderline personality disorder is when things get hard, not everything you want is going to be easy, and not everything that's going to make you happy is always going to make you happy. Like when I first started social media on like TikTok and Instagram, it was super hard to come up with a post every day. It was super hard to read all the comments. It was super hard to even show that to my friends in my personal life. Like all of it was super hard. And there was a lot of times I wanted to quit. And there was a lot of times I've cried over it. And there was a lot of problems and issues I ran into. And I used to truly believe that like when those issues or problems came up, I should just give up everything, that it isn't for me, that it isn't a sign for me, and it's making me sad and mad, so why would I continue to do it? TikTok and Instagram taught me so much about talking about mental health. It helped me gain so much awareness and so much kindness for myself, and it's even helped me help other people. And if I would have given up on any hard moment or any issue that I ran into because it was a sign from the universe that I should quit, I wouldn't have been able to like achieve these things and I've gotten that happiness out of it in the end. It was never about a number, but it was always about being comfortable with myself. And if I always just let things get hard and gave up, I would have never got comfortable with myself because you guys have truly helped me become comfortable with myself. Not every day was it easy. Not every day was there things that I did that I wanted to do in order to get what I wanted out of it, which I just wanted a like loving community. But if I wouldn't have kept going through the hard, I wouldn't have gotten there. So like hopefully I can plant that seed in you because I'm having one of those moments where things are hard and I want to give up and I want to throw things. I want to scream and I want to cry and I don't want to be here today, but I am. I'm showing up anyways because these are the days where it matters the most that I show up. Just because things are hard doesn't mean that it's not right. Because I truly believe being here and talking to you guys and spreading the knowledge that I have or whatever is the right thing to do. You never know who you can help and what you can help with. And it might not be in like a podcast form or on social media or whatever, but there are going to be things that come up in your life where it's just simply not going to be easy. And it's simply not going to make you happy, but in the end, it will make you happy. You think me coming on here every single day and talking about my life and exploiting my traumas and all this stuff is easy? No. I've lost friends and stuff. I lost my best friend since I've been 4 years old because she told me, why would you post that stuff? I would never take advice from someone like you. But I feel like it's because she wasn't someone like me, and that's why she wasn't able to take my advice or was willing to listen. If I would have gave up just because I lost that friendship, I wouldn't have gained thousands of people who actually do accept me. I wouldn't be here talking to you guys today because I'd be like, oh yeah, it's the easier thing to do is keep that friend because I've had her around forever. And of course it was easier. I love doing what I do. Today is hard. Not easy at all. Things are difficult over here. But that doesn't mean that I should give up and that I should quit. And don't get me wrong, I'm still a crash out for sure. Like, I can't even sit here and lie to you and be like, yeah, I just regulated, got on here today, talked to you guys. No, I cried for about, like, I don't know, an hour to a half hour trying to record this video before I even decided this is what we're talking about today because it is what it is. Yesterday, I laid in bed all day and cried because I was having flashbacks in my dreams. The day before that, I was editing and I couldn't really focus or anything and I just felt like everything was going wrong. So I was just like, bleh. I don't know, this whole week I've just been feeling like, bleh, I can't do this. I can't do anything. I don't know what to do. But I'm trying to remain as positive as I can be and remember all the skills that I've taught myself and that you guys have taught me over time. And to just know that these phases are okay to go through. You just have to get through them. And you have to keep doing what you think is going to make you happy. And not in like a bad habits way, but like something like this. Like, it's a really good outlet for me to sit here and talk to you guys about these things. Even though I don't feel like talking right now, it's probably best that I do. Because I don't know who I could be helping with this video, and I honestly might be able to get some of these emotions out of my body, and I might be like, hey, Tira, you're being overdramatic. Because a lot of the times I am overdramatic, and that's okay. That's who I am. It is what it is. Because I even said in last week's episode that it's not realistic to be happy all the time. So in order to like be like emotionally healed or start healing yourself emotionally is literally just getting through in the most healthy way possible. So there's going to be days where you're sad and angry and mad and want to crash out. But how are you managing it and how are you dealing with it? Okay, just because I'm crying and sad and everything doesn't mean that I'm like a human you shouldn't listen to. I'm just sad and mad and I'm trying to get through it. And honestly, that's a human I would listen to. All humans have these emotions. Whether you have BPD and feel it super deeply or you're just a normal human being that just experiences emotions like a normal human being, there are going to be times that you're sad and it's about what you do to get through. So as much as I want to come on here every single day and be happy and positive, that's just not the reality of it. I'm not happy all the time. I'm also not mad all the time. I'm not sad all the time, but I'm not one emotion all the time. And I think it'd be a little unfair for me to sit here and lie to you guys or like try to put off this persona of like, oh my God, I'm healed. I'm the happiest BPD person that you know. Like, that's not the case at all. I'm personally having the not greatest day. And honestly, I'm personally not having the greatest week. But I do think I'm doing things to manage better. Like, I do get in my head when I am like resting or like yesterday, I laid in bed all day yesterday because I felt like I just needed a break and I needed to slow down and calm down because I've been go, 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 trying to do things out of force. But I started to berate myself yesterday a little bit because I was laying there like, oh, you're being lazy. That normal people don't do this. You should have enough energy to do things. You should be doing this and that and this and that and this and that. But the reality of it is that people get tired and they need a break. And there are going to be days where a normal human being might sleep all day because they're tired and they have been going go, go, go. That is completely okay. And I'd much rather listen to someone who does go through those things and experiences those things than someone who claims that they don't because they're lying. You are a liar. Humans get tired. Humans get angry. Humans get frustrated. Humans get stuck. Humans get all the emotions and we just have to talk about it and show it for what it is. And today, it is what it is. It is what it is. It took a while for me to get to this point again because if you would have got me a year or two ago, I would have crashed out, gave up, and would have been like, it's a sign from the universe that I should give up. But now I know you have to do certain things when you don't want to do them in order to get through it, or to get the things that you want and want to achieve. And sometimes use that time to reflect, because it might not mean that you need to give up everything. It might just mean that, hey, whatever you're doing now isn't working for you. It isn't that you should give up everything. It's that you should probably tweak something here and there and maybe it'll work for you. But I don't think every time that you get mad or sad that we should just like give up everything or just think it's not meant for you. Just some days are going to be hard and some days you're just going to have to get through, because every day can't be easy. I think one of the hardest parts about BPD is recognizing this, because we feel really big emotions. So when we feel really big or really sad, it feels like it's the end of the world and we shouldn't be in those places and we shouldn't do those things. So it's really hard to recognize what is for you and what's not. And I completely, completely understand that, because I'm going through that right now. This video probably won't be very long, because I'm not even gonna lie to you, I'm dissociating a bit. I'm gonna clip those out, because I'm telling you, there's gonna be probably at least 5 minutes worth of me dissociating in the middle of me talking, because I just have to get my mind right. But that's okay, because I'm trying and I'm here, and I just want to show you something a little more real than this is how you heal your BPD. I'm super positive. La 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 la. No, bitch, I'm not positive today. I'm really not. I'm honestly in one of those mind states of I'm like, this isn't fair that I have to deal with all these big emotions, why everyone else does it, and they can just sit down, record the podcast, and they might feel a little bad or might get it in their head, but they're not absolutely berating themselves, saying that they hate themselves, that they sound stupid, that they look stupid. They shouldn't say that. They shouldn't say this. That they blah, 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 blah. Like, my brain is literally catastrophizing everything, and I just want to cross my arms and be like, this is not fair. This is not fair. So, you know what? I'm done, because it's not fair. I'm fully aware that I need to like connect with others, reach out to others, and do the self-help work right now, because I very much need it. Currently, I'm at a point where I'm trying to reflect on like what I need at this time in my life, because I'm not gonna lie to you, I have been like upset every single day this week, and it's not that that's not normal of me, but usually I do switch back to happy and able to get through it a little bit better than I have been. So now I'm starting to reflect on like, hey, maybe I need a little more help. Maybe I need to go back to therapy. Maybe I need to dig a little deeper about what's going on inside of me. I don't really know what I need to do, but I know that something needs to be done in my personal life, or I wouldn't be flipping out because my podcast episode's going wrong, or I wouldn't be flipping out because a dream that I had, or I wouldn't be flipping out because I feel a little bit tired. Like, I'm very well aware that there's a few things I actually need to work on again. So I'm gonna be working on those things throughout this week. Like, I'll probably reach out to a new therapist or something, because I know that I need the extra help. It's okay to know your boundaries. It's okay to realize like, hey, I'm getting upset about a podcast. It's probably not the podcast. It's probably something else, and you probably need to dig deeper. Like, it is okay, but I think it's not okay to give up everything because you think that's the answer. I think we should look for help and do other things before flipping our lives upside down and thinking that our lives are the problem, when really it just might be something smaller that's bothering me right now. And I know that happens to a lot of borderlines. Like, with a small inconvenience happens, then all of a sudden, crash out, burn to the ground, do this, do that. But sometimes we just need to reflect a little bit and see what's going on inside of our brains. And there might just be a little part that's wrong, and not the whole thing that's wrong, that can be fixed through like therapy or like speaking to others or just reflecting, or I don't know, just meeting your needs. It's okay to admit that you need help. It's okay to get help. It is completely okay. We just have to get through it. And honestly, I might even wake up tomorrow and be like, what was that about? That's embarrassing. I might not even want to post this anymore. And that's also very BPD of me to think everything is wrong, my life is over, and everything is exploding, and the next day and be like, huh, what was that about? Very BPD of me. Very, 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 very much so. But I know you guys always get it, so today might just be a bad day, and if you're going through this too, please just get through it. We gotta get through it, because we're gonna get through it. Even I have bad days. Even your favorite influencers have bad days. The most rich person in the world has bad days. Everyone has bad days, and it is okay. We just gotta get through it, and yeah. I just wanted to talk to you guys today, because I know you guys always get it, and if it's not all of you guys, at least somebody gets it. And that's so helpful. And if they get it, I'm sure this is helpful to them too. Kind of gives them like the validation of like, hey, you're not alone, because you are not alone. And I know that I'm not alone, because you guys have shown me that I'm not alone. So here we are, not alone, doing it together. We're going to get through this. And I'm really going to hold myself accountable this week to get extra help, to reach out to other people, and maybe go back to therapy, because I don't know what's going on with your girl, but we're getting there. And it is okay to admit that you need help. I'm even doing it. And so many other people are doing it. People need people, and people need help sometimes. And sitting in your brain, you only know so much for what you know at that time. So sometimes reaching out to other people is helpful and changing your brain wiring, because you don't have all the tools as much as you think so. I don't even have all the tools, and I'm the one yapping your head off. Sometimes you have to reach out to other people to see other perspectives and do other things, because, you know, you're having a hard time and you are your own echo chamber and you have to get out of it in order to get through some things. But I don't want to get too sappy and sad. I kind of just want to take today to take care of myself, do a little more self-reflecting and reaching out to other people, because again, people need people. And I'm a person that needs a people right now. So if you need a people, don't be scared to reach out, because people need people and it's completely normal. It's completely okay. I don't know if this video or podcast helped anyone or made anyone feel a little less alone or a little hurt, or if I just went all negative Nancy on you. I really hope it's not that. But I really do hope that you resonate with this in some type of way. And I did make you feel a little less alone, because your girl is feeling a little lonely today. But I know that I'm not alone. And we're in this together forever. I love you guys. Forever. If you're watching this on YouTube and you did take something away for this, make sure to give me a big thumbs up. Don't forget to subscribe, because I post a video every single Friday. And I went all negative Nancy on you. And I don't want you to feel like I'm just a negative little being. Come back next week, because I'm hoping that the next week's episode won't be as negative. Hopefully I'm feeling better. Hopefully I've gained some new awareness or something. And if you're listening on podcast, make sure to give it a 5-star rating and make sure to follow my show, because you don't want to just know me off a negative level. Make sure that we get some positivity in your life, or just look back on my last episode or towards my next one every single Friday, because I don't want to come off as a negative Nancy. Just today, because it's always a two-way street. You guys help me as much as I help you, and I can never thank you guys enough for how much you guys have changed my brain and how many skills I've gotten from doing what I do now, and I just cannot thank you enough. Even though I'm feeling bad today, again, not everything is going to make you happy all the time. You just got to get through it, because the things that make you happy will make you happy. Just some days are worse than others, and that is okay. Anyway, I love you guys more than anything in the world. Make sure that you're taking care of yourself. We're going to get through this. We can always get through this. And yeah, that's all I have for you today, because your girl's a little negative Nancy and she doesn't want to spread her negativity around. I always try to come on here like rainbows and butterflies are flying out of my asshole, but they're not today. And that's completely okay. Don't forget to take care of yourselves this week. And if you're not doing it for you, do it for me. Do it for me. Just do it for something. Just try. Try to take care of yourself in any way possible. Any excuse you can give yourself to take care of yourself, do it. Because when there's days like this, it doesn't matter what gets you through. Just get yourself through. No bad habits, hopefully, but just get yourself through. I love you guys more than anything in the world. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you for listening. And until next Friday, hopefully we're a little more positive. I love you guys.